On today's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston says he doesn't think that our current generation of leaders are capable of solving today's problems. People are right. It is time for somebody to do something, but it won't be us.
Imagine the world that today's youth have only ever known. To start, they're digital natives. Their phones, tablets, and computers are nearly always on and have always been their single source of information, entertainment, and, since the spring, have become the primary conduit of their education. School lockdown drills that have resulted from the mass shootings are things you and I never experienced. Our kids, though, are growing up knowing that a gunman stepping onto campus, showing up at a concert, athletic event, or stepping onto a busy street and randomly killing strangers could happen at any moment. The headlines describe the scene, and then the story gradually fades away. Images, which had have once been horrific to us, are now routine, showing up on our kids' electronics. They watch the videos of the victims' families, plead for somebody to please do something. In a short while, though, the cries are muted by the next headline. Today, an invisible threat controls much of their lives. Though the youth appear least vulnerable to the illness, COVID has infected everything they do. Schools closed, athletics stopped, parties canceled, followed by the very real struggle of at-home learning through online classes. Add to this, historical census data shows that youth who come of age during a recession, depression, a national crisis, remain at an economic disadvantage their entire lives, stymied from the beginning through no fault of their own. And sure enough, it appears we may have entered into a real recession. The youth today remain blissfully unaware of these future cards that are stacked against them. And very recently, let's add the extraordinarily tense racial relations laid bare in the past few weeks. Live-streamed videos of death, of riots, of fires, showing up on their phones, and again, the cries from so many people for somebody to do something. 20 million members of this youngest generation will have the opportunity to vote for the first time in November. Known as Generation Z, the question isn't who they'll vote for. The question is whether they'll vote at all. Like the millennials before them, the fear is that if they don't fully embrace a candidate, they stay away from the voting machines. Personally, I don't believe the cries for somebody to do something can be answered by our government. The answers should come from new behaviors from each of us individually. But I would be heartened to see our next generation show their willingness to face these issues they've inherited by simply showing up to vote, regardless of who they vote for. The opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy. My fear is if they don't love the candidate, they don't care. And we can't have that. It is time for somebody to do something. After decades of the same problem and no change, I don't think we're capable of it. And I hope it will be them. I pray that they engage. And it starts with their votes in November. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.